Cricket, dreaming about a Premiership Cup. We love our clubs, but they never win. Two flags in 100 years.
The shit house.
If you think we'll be insightful, clever, or just well researched, we're here to say that's not the case. We'll just go out and wing it. We are two guys, one cup.
It is Sunday, March the 17th. Welcome to Two Guys, One Cup, an AFL podcast. I am Will Anderson.
And I am Charlie Clawson. And Will, how do you feel about another upcoming AFL season?
Well, I feel like we're doing one of those videos like a politician does where they're like, if you're listening to this, then we are dead.
Yeah.
Because it feels like that already for both of us. We have had several discussions about not doing the podcast again this year. And
Will and I have been texting each other updated injury lists. Like, more than the actual medical staff at the Saints and the Bulldogs, Will and I are keeping a close eye on our growing injury lists.
We're like, how many injuries do each of our teams need to get before the season starts for us to be able to call off this podcast without anybody blaming us?
Someone contacted me on Twitter to say they were looking forward to the upcoming season, but can you guys please get back to actually watching games? And here's what I'll tell you. I'll see how the first three rounds go, but I've got a feeling I'm going to want to have nothing to do with football by round four.
I mean, I think you're being optimistic, you know? Like, I mean, when you're losing people, Charlie, I mean, I think that's an ambulance that I can hear in the background.
Yeah, that is.
It's actually just coming to collect another security player.
That's right, yeah.
Never has there been a sound effect from real life more appropriate to how I feel about football, how I feel about this season. I go into it with just no optimism around either of our teams. We've both of them had optimistic starts to the preseason. I think, you know, there was a bit of good vibe coming out of both the Bulldogs and the Saints. Finally got some lists in order. Everyone's flying at training. And then it's got around in March. And every day there's a new story about somebody. Like, Dale Morris has done his other ACL.
Yeah.
Like, you've got a guy out for a year because his heart doesn't work properly.
Yeah.
Well, come on.
Dylan Robinson. Like, so you remember last year against Geelong, Dylan Robinson had that really scary, like, heart issue where he collapsed on the field. So
yeah.
Essentially, that happened again in the Bulldogs JLT match. He had a heart attack, but now he has a defibrillator attached to his heart. So he had a heart issue that revived him. So he died and revived again on the field.
Right.
But essentially, like, it's of all the, like, if you had to take omens or signs for an upcoming season, like, it's such a rare condition. He's our best defender. We've already missed him all of last year because of that issue, and it's back. So it's like, okay, well, if that's going to happen, when it comes to a run-of-the-mill, mate, I dream about osteitis pubis. Like, just give me some run-of-the-mill hammies and, like, calf injuries or whatever. I'd love an ACL. God, I wish we had an ACL, but no. We have to have a rare heart condition at our club.
I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, you know that you're in trouble when your injury list includes heart attack.
Yeah.
Dylan Robinson had a pretty good game, got a few possessions in the first half and died at halftime. Came back strongly in the second half after being revived from dying. Like, it's like, yeah, you're going to have three players out with stroke, two with rickets.
Yeah. And also, like, you know, when your club is in this period, what you look to is like, well, we've got some exciting youngsters we can blood. I should tell you that our first top two draft picks, Max King and Jack Bytel, are out for pretty much the season. Max King is coming back from a knee reconstruction. Jack Bytel has to have back surgery, so he's out for the year.
He's got Legionnaire's disease. he's out for a year with Legionnaire's disease.
Yeah. We drafted we've got a guy on the rookie list who has scurvy. Can't play.
He's really only playing football for the Oranges at quarter time. That's all he wants.
So, look, I've been trying to think about how to best approach that. And I figure last season that we were on an upward swing, but I had a weird feeling that it wasn't going to be a good season, but I was optimistic. I just sort of feel like the only way is up. Like, we play Gold Coast round one. If we lose to them, then I don't know if I want to do this podcast anymore. Because I just feel like as long as we finish above Gold Coast, then okay, that's something. But if we lose to Gold Coast in round one, and you know what happens in round one, Will, all bets are off. Down is up, up is down, left is right. Anything can happen in round one.
I mean, Gold Coast are a good like team to get in round one in that I'm not even sure they'll be able to field a team. So if the Saints need to get some running into some extra players, I think you'll actually be able to give the Gold Coast like three or four of your players to play for them just to make up the numbers. So that'll be good to get some extra run into, say, the 25 or 26 available players. The Gold Coast are probably the only team that is having a worse injury run than the Saints and a worse run with luck than the Saints. But the thing is, no one really cares. Like, no. To be honest, if the Gold Coast don't see out the season, everybody will appreciate the bye in the last few rounds, you know. But with the Saints, it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking about it with my wife this morning. I was saying, like, oh, I've got to do this podcast and I feel it's going to be like another year. I just don't want to talk about football. And she was like, oh, come on, they're due. And I said, you don't understand. I've been following them my entire life. Like, it's been 42 years of due and they're not. They're just not due. This is just the state of things. I mean, I've been there when they've been right on the precipice and it's just the state of things. You at least have had some release from the pressure valve. Not me. Not me, Will. What am I doing?
I mean, we could just not do the podcast. Like, that's the other thing that we can consider. The only reason that we're doing it is because we should have decided to do it.
We should have trigger clauses in the podcast. Like, if the Saints win a certain amount of games, then we do the podcast. That's the way it should work.
I mean, yeah, I think that's quite reasonable.
Well, to be Saints and Bulldogs. Or maybe
could we recast the podcast? Is there any chance that, much like the Footy Show has just announced their new lineup, could we recast this show and get Two Guys, One Cup to go on with, say, I don't know, like, well, Eddie McGuire's looking for a job, so you get Eddie and Grant Thomas.
Yeah, so the Footy Show tried to go younger and hipper. We're just going to go older and more conservative.
Yeah. Just have Eddie McGuire and Grant Thomas talking about socks every week and what Nat Fife's been up to.
To preserve the identity of the show, we have to get a Saints and a Bulldogs identity. So we get, like, I don't know, Eric Banner and Julia Gillard.
We have to get Eric Banner and Danny McGinlay, the Banner Man. So it's Banner and Banner.
Yeah.
Banner and the Banner Man.
All right. Now, we don't have much time for this season preview. Will's got a hard deadline to get out on. So let's quickly go through each of the clubs and do our patented season preview, where we start by trying to remember the name of the coach, the name of the captain, and name last year's best and fairest. So, Will, do you want to take the honors? You'll start with Adelaide.
Okay, the Adelaide Crows. I haven't got any information in front of me, and I'm not wearing my glasses, so I'm going to guess.
Mike Cal will have this information on hand, so we can check after each one.
Okay, but so I'm going to say Don Pike is still the coach. I'm pretty confident.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that they now have a co-captain situation, so I reckon Tex Walker and Rory Sloane might be co-captains at Adelaide now. And
best and fairest.
They're reigning best and fairest. I have no fucking idea who. Oh, what about that guy who played Laird? What about Rory Laird? Is there any chance that Rory Laird was their best and fairest last season?
Sure. Michael, can you reveal the answers, please?
Do you have any?
I didn't know. I had no idea about co-captains. Don Pike, Rory Sloane, and a Crouch brother.
Well, I was going to go with a Crouch and one of them, Matt, probably. I think Matt Crouch is probably, but I reckon Laird for some reason. I don't know why.
Michael, can you reveal the answer, please? Sloane is captain. All right.
Oh, Sloane is the captain. Does that mean Tex has been stripped of the captaincy?
I don't know. I think he was captain last year as well, Rory Sloane. And Rory Laird was best and fairest. So well done.
Okay, well, I'm surprised that Sloane is outright captain by himself. I thought that it was like a Tex Walker, Rory Sloane style situation, but maybe I'm wrong about that. Has Tex stepped aside? Do you reckon he stepped aside in that robot pose? Like they did on game final day?
I love it. I mean, maybe.
From the corrections department, Tex Walker is also a co-captain. The boys did not tell me that we were doing this bit until live on the air. It took a moment for my American algorithms to catch up. Apologies to Crows supporters. This was an unintentional slight. The Gold Coast slight later in the program, however, was not.
Okay, right, so what's your feeling about Adelaide this year? Predictions? Are they a finalist?
Yeah, probably. I reckon Adelaide are probably a pretty good team. If they manage to, you know, they always play well in Adelaide, and they were, you know, the second best team in the competition 2 years ago. I would have thought that they probably make the finals, Adelaide.
Have they banished the ghosts of the past? No more kind of leading teams, I mean, type?
I do want to hear what they did on their preseason.
Yeah.
I mean,
that'll help us determine it.
Exactly. I want to know if there was a bus, you know, whose song were they listening to on the bus? You know, maybe they need to reverse the bus situation too. Maybe to, like, you know, exercise the demons. They should have actually got them back on the bus and maybe driven the bus backwards while playing the Richmond theme song, but in reverse, like to try to kind of like turn back time. Superman flying around the world in Superman style.
I reckon Adelaide will make the latter half of the top eight. I don't think they'll be a serious contender, but I think they'll be a finalist for sure. That's my prediction.
Yeah, I think that probably is about right. They're okay. A pretty good team, Adelaide. So who's next?
Brisbane, is that right? AB, that sounds about right. Brisbane. So I'm going to say Chris Fagan, Dennis Pagan is the coach. Captain Dane Zorko? Best and fairest Dane Zorko? I mean, is that right? I don't know. There's a couple of Danes to choose from last year, so...
How often do you reckon? Well, the other thing was that they had a lot of guys whose names sounded a bit the same. So yeah. It was one of those things where I think that, do you reckon Dane Zorko hears his name said, like you just said it there, a lot in Brisbane? And you're like, oh, you're the Brisbane Lions guy, Dane Zorko. You're the best player from the Brisbane Lions. Dane Beams. No, Zorko.
Zorko? It's Dane Zorko ? After his name, yeah, there's a little C in brackets, but also a question mark in brackets. Yeah.
They call him the question mark. That's his nickname around the club. And everyone's like, oh, because he's an enigma. No, because people go, Dane Zorko. I think it probably is what you said. Dennis Pagan coach. And I reckon Zorko probably won the best and fairest as well.
And his captain?
I don't know. Okay, Michael.
Captain. Yes, Captain Dane Zorko. All right, we got it right. We're 2 for 2.
Yes. All right, not too bad.
Yeah, people make fun of us for a lack of... All right, so who's next? Carlton, is that right? A, B, C? I'm just going through the alphabet. Is there any other B teams? Carlton. It's Carlton, isn't it?
Bendigo? No, not Bendigo. Ballarat? The Bulldogs play at Ballarat? The Ballarat Bulldogs.
It's got to be Carlton. Okay, so Brendan Bolton.
Yeah.
Is the coach. Oh, hang on. It's your guess. Your go. You go first.
Okay. Michael Bolton is the coach.
Yeah.
And you know that because he said to the players that he loved them, but he lied. So Brendan Bolton, tiny baby Brendan Bolton.
Cute little.
He's still the coach.
Baby Bjorn Brendan Bolton.
Exactly. Little adorable little Brenny Boldos.
Yeah.
Is the coach. The captain... was Mark Murphy, but has Mark Murphy stepped aside for Patrick Cripps to be captain? Or is there like a co-captain situation down at Carlton? Did Cripps play enough footy last year to win their best and fairest? Or
well,
let's
say this. We know that he should be captain. Like if anyone at Carlton should be captain, it should be Patrick Cripps. So even if he's not, they've made a mistake. We'll say it first. Patrick Cripps should be captain.
I'm going to say that... Yeah, Brendan Bolton is the coach. Patrick Cripps is the captain, I'm going to say now.
Yeah.
And I have no idea who won the best and fairest at Carlton last year.
Sam Walsh, I believe. First year player, Sam Walsh. Sam Walsh won the best.
The first person to win a retrospective best and fairest. That's how good he is. That's how good he played in the JLT. They awarded him last year's Carlton best and fairest in retrospect. They did some champion data modelling and worked out that if he had played in any of the games last year, he would have won the best and fairest. I'm going to say Cripps won the best and fairest just on the amount of games he played.
Yeah, I'll say Cripps won the best and fairest. All right. Okay, 3 from 3. We are the best AFL podcast going around.
Maybe we shouldn't quit this podcast. We're starting to know who the captains and coaches and players in the teams are.
All right, who's next? A, B, C, D. A, B, C, D. E, Essendon? Is that right? Or are there other C's?
Collingwood.
Collingwood.
Charlie, in the grand tradition of going back to basics of this podcast, we'd forgotten Collingwood.
Collingwood. Okay, this is easy. Nathan Buckley, your coach. Scott Pendlebury, yes. Captain. Best and fairest is interesting. They had a lot of good players last year. Would it be... Who is their best player? You go. Tell me who the best and fairest was. Is it Jordan DeGoey or was it...
I'd be tossing it up between two players, would have thought. I would have said it's either got to be Steel Sidebottom or Brody Grundy.
I'd say...
They both had super, super seasons last year.
I'm going to say Steel.
I don't know which of the two it would be.
I'll say Steel.
Steel Sidebottom?
Yeah.
Well, I'll go for Brody Grundy.
They both won it. We win again. Never mind the fact that I said Jordan DeGoey won it, but I'll... we'll just erase that from the record.
Yeah, okay. All right. We're going okay at this so far. This is not too bad.
All right.
We forgot to talk about how we thought Brisbane or Carlton would go, though. Or Collingwood.
I reckon Brisbane will go well this year. I wouldn't be surprised if they snuck into the final eight, but I reckon they'll finish just outside. Carlton, I don't know, bottom five, six teams.
Carlton have had a horrible run with injury and luck and those sort of things as well. So I think they'll be better than they have been, but they won't be as good as people seem to be thinking they're going to be. I'm going to say they're bottom four still probably in the league. I reckon Collingwood make the finals again, and I reckon that Brisbane... I'm going to end up naming 12 teams who could make the finals,
Brisbane
could make the finals as well. Yeah.
I reckon Collingwood could play off in another grand final. They were that good last year. Wouldn't be top four definitely for me for the Pies, and wouldn't be surprised to see them playing in a grand final.
Yeah, as long as they have recovered from the disappointment of last year, because it also did you see at the AFL launch? You know, they played that sort of footage, and it turns out that Dom Sheed and Liam Ryan and all those guys who were involved in that last play were all meant to be off the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
But essentially, they'd either refused to go off the ground, or in Liam Ryan's case, he'd forgotten. He's forgotten that he'd been told to go off.
All right. Who are we up to? Essendon? Must be Essendon, right? It's A, B, C, D,
yep.
E. Okay. You want to go take a punt at the coach and captain?
John Wuscher-Worsfold is the coach. I would say that Dyson Heppel is still the captain.
I would agree with both of those. Best and fairest.
Best and fairest at Essendon last year. Jeez, I have no idea who the best and fairest at Essendon last year would have been. Who was the best player last year?
Damien Buick. was the name even Damien, or is it Darren Buick? Darren Buick.
Yeah, Damien Buick. Darren Buick's son.
Yeah.
Jake Stringer. No, I don't know who would have won the best and fairest at
Is it safe to say
Essendon last year?
Dyson Heppel? What about that guy that you love, that kid, whose name I always forget?
Are you forgetting his name now?
The midfielder, yeah. I can't remember his name. I always get confused with the other guy. I get confused with Aaron Francis. It's not Aaron Francis. He's drafted a couple years before him. You love him. He's your favourite Essendon player. Midfielder, good skills, clean hands. Come on. McGrath? No. What's his name? You'll think of it. You'll kick yourself. You love him. You love this guy. Anyway, maybe it was him. Mike Howell, do you want to just put us out of our misery? Okay. Captain is Joe Danaher. Is that right? That's a misprint.
Really?
He didn't even play last year, did he? And he's not even going to play this year.
They haven't made Joe Danaher captain. That can't be right.
That's wrong. You need to check your facts, Mike Al. I know you're American, and maybe something got lost in translation.
Joe Danaher is not even going to play for the first five rounds of this season. He can't be captain.
I think you got confused, Mike Al. He was at the captain's day representing Essendon, but I don't think he's the captain.
Ah, you know what? That's exactly probably what it is. Oh, so that may be also why Rory Sloane was the only captain of the Adelaide Crows. I reckon that there is a co-captaincy situation at Adelaide. I'm willing to go back on that one.
Yeah, no, Michael has put his hand up. He's made a mistake. It's fair enough. We can't hold that up against him. Dyson Heppel is the captain. And Heppel is the best and fairest?
Okay. You just... No, Devin Smith was the best and fairest.
Oh. Who? Oh, the GWS guy. Is he the GWS guy? Ford turned midfielder? I know who he is, I think. I have no idea what he looks like. What does he look like, Will? Describe him. Well, I'm a police sketch artist. He's just mugged you. What does he look like? Devin Smith.
Well, I think actually, funnily enough, if we look him up, Charlie, he may look like a young Darren Buick.
Really?
Yeah. I think he might have red hair.
No, you're thinking of that guy who went from the Lions to Essendon.
Like any images. Green. I'm looking up an image search here. Oh, okay. Well, maybe no, he doesn't have red hair. He's got like brown hair. But he does have a little bit. Yes, former GWS giant. He looks, how do I put this nicely?
Plain.
Nondescript. He looks plain.
He has zero features.
He looks like if you were playing like war games and they just have like all the soldiers look exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's kind of what he looks like. He looks like a generic soldier from a kid's toy game.
He's got a computer-generated face.
Yeah. He looks like AI. Yeah. He could well be the first AFL AI player.
Okay. So F, Fremantle, Frio, the Frio Dockers. Well, they only have one player, so I assume he's the captain and the best and fairest, and that's Nat Fyfe. Did he play last year? Could he have won the best and fairest?
No, Nat Fyfe is the captain. Ross Lyon is the coach. And last year's best and fairest, I believe, was Lachie Neal, who has gone to
Brisbane
or Gold Coast. Where did he go to? He went to one of the Queensland teams.
I think it's Brisbane,
I think.
Brisbane, because they lost Dane Beams.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well done.
There you go.
Oh, mate, I got to say, you are doing the heavy lifting in the season preview. I can't name anyone.
You could have let me guess 25 Essendon players and I wouldn't have got to Devin Smith.
It sounds like a made-up name, Smith.
Well, I mean, Devin Smith, yeah. It's like he was going to call himself John Smith, but he thought, no, that's too obvious.
Yeah.
This AI-generated AFL player. So we'll call him, what will we call him? And somebody was eating a bit of Devon.
Yeah.
Someone was chowing down on a cabana plate and they had some Strasburg and some Devon. And they went, you know what? We can't call him Strasburg Smith, so let's call him Devon Smith.
It's witness relocation. That's how he got to Essendon in the first place. Came from GWS under witness relocation.
Yeah, I feel like it's like one of those Kaiser Soze situations.
Yeah.
And he was asked what his name was and he was just looking for things around the room and naming them.
Okay, so predictions for Essendon and Freo. What do we think?
Essendon should make the eight.
Should make the eight. They were disappointing last year.
Should make the eight, but won't. There's my call. I'm going to say that Essendon are going to underperform and they won't. They'll disappointingly won't make the eight. Even with Dylan Scheel and even with Devin Smith, I think that's actually going to be the main bone of contention at the club. Is like, who is the better DS? I mean, you've had Devin Smith dominating, you know, the initials DS down at the club, and then you've suddenly brought in Dylan Scheel. And I just don't know. I think that's going to throw Devin Smith out. And I feel like there's going to be a lot of fraction over, like, they'll be picking up each other's, like, monogram dressing gown. There'll be a lot of confusion around the club.
You know. When they walk out to their Bentleys, they won't know whose personalized number plate is whose. Because it's just number plate. DS rules.
Mine's DS rules with a Z and mine's ES.
Okay, Essendon. I think Essendon will make the finals, but at the bottom half of the final eight. And Frio, who knows? Fife's out for a while, isn't he? Frio, bottom six.
Yeah, I reckon Frio are going to go no good.
Can I ask too, when you're grouping... you know, because we don't want to make hard, exact position ladder positions. When you're grouping, people say bottom four, top four, top eight, bottom eight. Like, what can you? Can I say like bottom three? Like, you know, bottom seven? Do I have to stick specifically to the fours and eights?
Mate, it's a new season. There's new rules in the AFL. We've got the 666
yeah.
combination. You know what? You bloody You categorize however you want.
Good.
Charlie.
Right. Okay, excellent. All right, so I reckon Freo will be in the bottom six. All right, Geelong or GWS Giants? Geelong. Got to be next, right?
Yep.
Geelong. Yeah, okay, Geelong. So the coach is Chris Scott. The captain is Joel Selwood. And best and fairest from last year would be... I mean, is it danger? Has to be danger. I assume he wins everything he ever participates in. What are you going to say?
I believe, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm having a flashback to a couple of years ago when he also won it, but I reckon Blitzavs won the best and fairest.
Okay.
Blitzavs. Mark Blitzcalves. Blitzavs.
Big calves. Ah, you are. This is like, if you ever go on Jeopardy, this should be your category. Name... Coach, best and fairest, and captain of AFL teams.
Well, you know what the thing is that, well, no, because I've just already, like, you know, this season, I've got a couple of these. And mostly I think I knew that Blitzavs one because they mentioned it 19 times when I was watching the AFLX.
Right. You watched the AFLX?
Yeah. I watched the whole season. Loved it. Like, I'd be happy to do this podcast if they just got rid of the entire AFL season in one night. It was so much better. Just a real relief. You know, clears up time in your schedule.
Where do you see the Cats finishing this year?
Cats will be all right, I reckon. They're always all right, aren't they? I've written them off pretty much every season we've done this podcast, and they've always done okay. They'll make the eight. I'm going to put them in the eight. Geelong. Dangerfield will have a better season than he had last year. He's dropped 4 kilograms. He's flying. Selwood, he's great. Ablett, you know, is going to play forward more. You know, Blitzarv's coming off a best and fairest season. They're going to be.
Blitzarv's coming off.
They made Tim Kelly stay against his will. You know, yeah. It's a real fun club.
Well, that's the kiss of death because you've tipped them to slide every season we've done this show. It's the first time you've said they're going to make the finals. So they're definitely going to not make the finals. I'm going to say they're going to finish outside the top eight.
I'm going to say top four.
Whoa.
I'm going to go all in on the Cats. I reckon they're back this season. Top four finish.
Okay, so GWS, that's got to be the next one, right? Coach, yep. Leon Cameron, Captain Phil Davis. Is it a co-captain, Phil Davis and Jeremy Cameron? Maybe just Phil Davis. And best and fairest from last year would easily be Josh Kelly.
I reckon Josh Kelly didn't win it. I'm not sure about that, but I reckon it was Coniglio. I reckon Coniglio had a super season, and I reckon he might have won their best and fairest. But yes, otherwise I reckon you're right.
Phil Davis, then Cameron. Oh, lucky Whitfield. Damn you, Whitfield.
Damn it. I mean, he played in the AFLX. I should have known that.
You know why we didn't know his captain? It's because he slept over at his mate's place. We got confused.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't know where he was.
GWS, what do you reckon, Will? It's a big season for them. Do they have to produce?
Well, they've lost a couple of players, so everyone kind of expects they might slide down a bit, but they've had such a tough run with injuries the last couple of seasons. I reckon they're definitely a finals team at the very least.
Yeah, I'll go with that. They'll make the finals at the very least. Okay, what are we up to? A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Mummy back. A bit of sausage factor, you know, the big mummy back in the middle. Yeah. I think that the new rules are probably going to suit GWS. Yeah, I reckon that they make the top eight.
I reckon, like... I would be terrified.
Top seven. Lock them in top seven.
Top seven. Mummy has nothing to lose this year. Like, everything bad that could happen in your football career has happened to him in a short period of time. Like, an embarrassing video comes out. You get almost rubbed out in a preseason game. So if you're lining up on Shane Mumford this season, he's an old man. He's just cashing in a few extra checks before he retires. Like, look out. This is going to be a dangerous dude to play on this year, I reckon.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, even just the intimidation factor of that video that everybody's seen. Like, if you're lining up against him, you've just got to be terrified about his capacity for anything.
Anything.
Like, you're just like, this guy's going to murder me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when he crosses the line, he really crosses the line. okay, GWS, playing finals. Hawthorn, I imagine, would be next. GH Hawthorn, the Mighty Hawks. Okay, this is a tricky one. New captain is Ben Stratton?
Ben Stratton is the new captain. Well done. The former mulleted Ben Stratton is the new captain. The coach, of course, is Clarko. This is a pretty easy one to lock in every year on coach. And I believe the reigning best and fairest has got to be Tom Mitchell.
Tom Mitchell. Has to be.
You'd
right?
assume.
Yeah. How do they go this year with no Mitchell and a new captain? I mean, they'll be fine. They're fucking Hawthorn. They'll probably win it. I'm predicting it. Hawthorn will win it. I'm predicting that. Hawthorn will just somehow come. They'll come out and win it. Everything will go wrong for them this year, and they'll win it, and they'll win it easily. Hawks for top spot. That's my prediction.
Top one.
Yeah.
Top one.
They'll finish in the top one.
I'm going to say that they, yeah, well, they'll always be very competitive, won't they, Hawthorn? But without Mitchell, I walked past Jager O'Meara in the street the other day, and he looks in super nick, I've got to say.
Yeah.
But I would assume that they will be competitive, sort of top 10, I reckon.
Do you reckon
not necessarily
Jager O'Meara and Dylan Scheel, like, come from the same mold? Like, they've got that kind of Tom Cruise 1980s Color of Money haircut. They're both kind of good looking young dudes. They seem like super professional, play similar kind of positions on the field.
Well, they look like, if you're an actor, Charlie, you know, it's like sometimes you go out for a casting call for a role,
yeah,
and you sit in the waiting room and you're surrounded by people who kind of look similar to you.
Yeah.
That's what they look like.
Yeah. They go in for the same audition all the time.
We're looking for a Dylan Scheel type. And if we can't get Dylan Scheel, we'll happily have a Jager O'Meara.
Yeah. It's like for a while in the late 80s, like Tone Loke and Ice Cube were getting into acting. And it's like, I bet you they're always going into the same castings.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things where you're just like, yeah, both of you guys could play Superman if they needed to cast him out of the AFL.
Okay. H-A-H-A, what comes after that? There's another H team. H-I-J-K-L? Melbourne. Melbourne. Okay. Coach is Simon Goodwin. Captain is Jack Viney and Nathan Baldhead. What's his name?
Yep.
Nathan Baldy? Nathan Tattoo Baldy. Nate, what's his name? Baldy Nathan Tattoos.
Jones?
Jones, that's it. And best and fairest from last year. Geez, that had a breakout year. Who would it have been? Was it Cameron Oliver?
Don't know. I doubt it was Cameron Oliver.
Oh, John Oliver.
Because, you know, because his name's Clayton.
Clayton.
Not Tom Oliver either. His name is Clayton. Sorry.
John Oliver from the last week tonight.
Yeah. He won it the year before, definitely. Gee, Brayshaw did well in the Brownlow, but I don't think he would have done well. Oh, no, Max Gorn. Max Gorn would have won their
Max
best
Gorn.
And fairest last
Max
year.
I'm going to say Angus Brayshaw. Damn it. I should have stuck with you, Will. You haven't been wrong yet.
Yes, I have. I didn't know who Devin Smith was. I thought he had red hair.
Okay, Melbourne, where do they finish? I reckon they could be top four this year.
Yeah, they should make the finals at the very least. They'd want to be top four. They've got the players to do it. They've got the sort of teams to do it. But, you know, there's a part of me that still is unconvinced by Melbourne. That'll come as a big surprise to anyone who's previously
you know
listened
what you
to this
are.
Podcast.
You're the guy who it's like, it's your 20-year high school reunion. And the dude comes in who's like turned his life around. He's got a business that's making heaps of money, married a beautiful wife, got kids. And you come up to him and go, hey, shithead, because that was what you used to call him at high school. He's like, well, mate, I actually run a venture capital company now. Yeah, you're always going to be shithead. Shut up, shithead. Get us a drink, shithead.
Yes, I understand that charge leveled at me around Melbourne is absolutely 100% correct. There is no reason that I should still have doubts about Melbourne. They should be a very good team this year, but I remain to be convinced by Melbourne. Just the way they lost in the finals, it's just enough of a Melbourne thing that it could leave them with deep, deep scars that they find it hard to recover from. And they become one of those teams that never lived up to the amazing potential they had and are haunted about it forever. Or they might turn it around and be top four. I'll say they'll be top 10. They may make finals, but I'm not convinced.
Top 10 with a bullet. Okay. North Melbourne, the mighty Shinboners.
Okay, Captain Jack Siebel, coach is Brad Scott, best and fairest. Who is a North player? Oh, is it Ben Cunnington? He seems good.
I would... Oh, yeah, he had a pretty good season, didn't he? I was going to say Sean Higgins.
Yeah.
Sean Higgins had a pretty good season. Who else? Like, they have a bunch of those guys that probably play really well every week that we just don't know about.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to have to say Sean Higgins.
Yeah, and you're going to be 100% right. So it's really only GWS you let the team down. You're pretty good at this one.
And Devin Smith. Yeah. Lockie Whitfield and Devin Smith, yeah. My nemesis.
North. I mean, who knows with North? 2 years ago, they were meant to be shit. They turned out to be not that shit. It's just hard to know with them. They just seem to, they lack so much. They lack identity, really, don't they? I'll say bottom five.
What was that?
Bottom five. I say they're going to finish bottom five.
Bottom five?
Yeah.
I reckon North Melbourne could make the finals. I reckon they're a team on the way up, I've got to say. I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to say North Melbourne make the finals.
All right. Okay, LMNO, the Orong Hawks, OP, P, P, Port Adelaide, mighty Port Adelaide.
Oh, of course, yes.
The always disappointing Port Adelaide. Yep, coaches Ken Hinckley, Travis Boak, captain? Is he a captain?
Now, I reckon they've gone to a co-captain situation.
Okay.
This year, and it's maybe Ollie Wines is definitely one of them, and
was Travis Boak ever a captain?
But yeah, Boak was their captain, but right. I reckon Boak stepped aside,
okay,
and they've gone for a co-captain, or maybe it's one of them and Boak. Maybe it's Wines and Boak.
Yeah,
maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what they've gone to.
Well, I'll follow you on this because I have no idea. And I'll say the best and fairest is Jack Watts.
I think that their best... I would have no fucking idea who their best player was last season.
Robbie Gray. Robbie Gray? He's always their best player.
Robbie Gray's a pretty good player. Okay, Robbie Gray, best and fairest. Ollie Wines, captain.
With Travis Boak.
Co-captain with Boak, maybe. And Hinckley, coach.
Right, let's see how we go. Justin Westhoff. Is that his first ever best and fairest?
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. Wow.
I kind of... Justin Westhoff's always struck me as one of those guys who is a good footballer but has never finished in the top 10 of the best and fairest.
That's kind
of
like when...
He's one of those guys who, like, every year of his career, he's come somewhere between 11th and 14th in the best and fairest.
Yeah. It's like when Jack Palance or Halle Berry or Kim Basinger wins an Oscar. You're always like... Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're fine. Like, but I would never have thought that.
No.
Well done, Justin Westhoff. Let's cheers to Justin Westhoff. Yeah. We should do a special Justin Westhoff episode where we just talk about the career of Justin Westhoff.
I'd really like to do a deep dive when we have the time into Justin Westhoff. He's always been one of those players that I've quite enjoyed, but always looked like he was never going to quite... live up to his potential, but he's got himself a best and fairest. So
well done.
Good on him.
More than you've ever done.
We salute you, Justin Westhoff. I've always considered him to be the two guys, one cup of players. But
okay. I reckon they're going to finish outside the eight. I reckon they'll finish in the bottom 12.
If they finish in the bottom 12, that could mean they're in the eight.
I know. But the bottom half of the 12.
If you think they're somewhere in the bottom 12, that just means they're not in the top six. They still play finals.
Nah. The bottom half of the bottom 12.
Well, see, now you're just really are making up the way you describe these things. 12th or under? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So the bottom six. They might finish in the bottom six.
No. From anywhere from... they can finish anywhere from seventh down.
So the bottom eight then.
Yeah.
I don't know where this bottom 12's come from.
No, because they can make the last two slots of the finals, but I think they'll fall under that. So I think they won't make the finals, but they could make the finals.
You're right. Bottom 12 was a much more simple way to describe that. Yeah, I think they won't make the finals. I can't see them making the finals, Port Adelaide. I know they play well over there, but I just think there's too many strong teams this year, and I just don't know. I reckon they'll threaten. I'll say they're probably, they'll finish somewhere in the bottom 12.
All right, PQQ, Richmond. Is that next? Must be next. Richmond.
Oh, yes. The Richmond Tigers.
Mighty Tigers. Coach is Dimmer Hardwick. Captain is Trent Cotchin. Best and fairest last year. Where did Dusty finish in the Brownlow? Was he up there?
I mean, he was, actually, in the end.
So does he?
If he didn't. But yeah, the thing about your club best and fairest sometimes is it's that,
you know, they give someone a bit of a, someone who's rated internally.
Well, but also, he didn't play every game, Dusty. Like, sometimes they favour people who played every game, whereas the Brownlow, if you just play some big games and get some big votes, you can still be in the mix.
I'm going to take a punt and say Jack Riewoldt.
Jack Riewoldt?
Because he had a good year last year.
He did have a very good year last year. You're right. All right, so is he? Who's their captain? Oh, Cotchin's their captain.
Just Cuts Cotchin.
Dimmer's their coach. And, oh, their best and fairest was... Yeah, I've got no... You know what? I'm just going to say Dustin Martin because, you know, we all think he had a not-so-good season. But, like, yeah, by everybody's mortal standards, he probably still won the best and fairest.
Jack Riewoldt! I got one!
Oh!
You know what? Between you and I, Will, we know a lot about football.
Yeah. Unless it happens to be Devin Smith.
Oh, lucky Whitfield. Okay. Tigers definitely top four. Could easily win another flag. But I, after last year's return of Richmond in the prelim, I'm hoping for... I mean, the exciting thing about this, Will, is we have both Melbourne and Richmond who are going to be pushing for finals this year. So the drama for something Melbourne-y or disappointing or something Richmond-y happening, we could have two teams in the finals fucking it up on a grand scale. It makes it very exciting.
Well, the other thing is, Charlie, that you haven't thrown into the mix is, imagine if Collingwood, you know, have the same sort of mental scars as well.
Yeah.
And we have, at the same time, Richmondy de-supporting and the Collywobbles being back.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
The Holy Trinity.
That is final season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That is.
That sounds like.
That is everybody returning to their basics.
Two guys whose teams have no hope of playing finals looking for something to latch onto this season. That's what you've got to give us. That if we can't have our teams playing finals, give us the Collywobbles, disappointing, and Richmondy trifecta. That's what I want.
Yeah, I would like to see them finish 9th, 10th, then 11th on percentage.
Okay, St Kilda are next. Well, you, I know who it is, so you guess.
Okay, so the coach of St Kilda is Robert Harvey in about 3 weeks, but at the moment is Alan... pleasing Richardson, and the captain is Jarangiri.
Yep. Joel, commonly known as Joel Selwood's best mate.
Yeah. Oh, mate.
Jarangiri.
Really? So, Jarangiri. I would not know how to spell his name, but I think, and I would say, okay, who was St Kilda's best player last season, who played all season?
We didn't have one. They called off the best and fairest last year.
they said, we refuse to demean the St Kilda best and fairest by awarding it. Sam Walsh. Sam Walsh from Carlton won the St Kilda best and fairest. I would say that, was it someone called Jack? That's normally a pretty good guess at St Kilda. One of your Jacks? Was it one of your Jacks? What about... you know who this is, I assume.
I'm actually thinking, and I'm not sure. I think it was Jack Stephen, but I'm not sure. Is it Jack Stephen or Seb Ross? I know Jack Steele came second. I can't remember. Mike Howell, can you put us out of our misery?
Let's say Jack Stephen. Why not?
Yeah, Jack Stephen. Yep.
No, there you go.
I think it was one of those ones. Jack Stephen won it, but it was a bit... Remember when like Silverchair kept winning arias even when they didn't release albums? I get the feeling that's what's happening at St Kilda with Jack Stephen. It's like, guys, I didn't even play this year. It's like, come on, there you go, mate. You're our best player. Mate, take it.
You're still our best player.
Yeah.
Even on the days you didn't play, you were still our best player. We've looked at the results on the field and your results not playing, and we realize that everybody else on the field made a negative contribution. So by the very act of you not playing, you came out ahead in the votes, three votes.
Okay, where do the Saints finish this year? Bottom four. I would be happy if we can win more than six games. I feel it's going to be difficult this year. Our first month is so hard, and I just reckon that we'll get so deflated. But if we can win six games, I'll be happy. But I reckon bottom four for the Saints.
Yeah, I would say that probably bottom four, bottom six for the Saints, unfortunately.
Sydney Swans. Coach, John Longmire. Captain.
Yep.
Josh Kennedy. Are they co-captains? Josh Kennedy. I feel like Luke Parker's in there, but maybe I'm imagining that. Is he not a co-captain, are they?
I would have thought they were a co-captain situation as well.
Well, they were back in the day, but I don't know.
Yeah. Definitely Kennedy. And I would say, Kennedy and Parker?
They got three co-captains.
Let's go. Three co-captains?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Kennedy, Parker, and...
Daniel Hannabry.
Who's the third one?
Dan Hannabry.
Kennedy, Parker, and are we missing somebody
Lance
really obvious?
Franklin? Would they make him a captain? Is he...
No, I don't think Buddy's a captain, is he?
Oh, you know who it is? It'd be Dane Rampey, I reckon. He's got leadership potential. Parker, Kennedy, okay, Rampey. Oh, our best and fairest.
Oh, who's their best and fairest?
Oh, fuck, man, I don't know. Reece Shaw.
I'm going to say, I mean, Rampy's always pretty consistently up there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Did he play enough last season? I don't know.
I can't think
of... Oh, what about Isaac Heaney? Isaac Heaney had a pretty good season.
Yeah, let's say
he?
Isaac Heaney. That's
is there
a
any chance
one.
Isaac Heaney? Best and fairest?
And the board says, Jake Lloyd. Who's that?
I've never heard of him.
Never heard of Jake Lloyd. Are you sure you got that right, Michael? Jake Lloyd. Isn't he the kid who played Anakin Skywalker in the Star Wars prequels? That can't be right.
Luke Parker, Josh Kennedy, and Dane Rampey are the captain, so we'll take that.
Yeah.
Horse is the coach. And a fella by the name of Jake Lloyd, who I've never heard of, won the best and fairest at Sydney.
Good on you, Jake Lloyd. What position do you think he plays?
No idea. I imagine he's like a nondescript backman, Jake Lloyd. He's got to be, sure.
A dour left foot defender or something like that? No nonsense?
Exactly. A no nonsense halfback, Jake Lloyd. Running off the halfback line or something, Jake Lloyd, I imagine.
I get the feeling he is someone that... Look, I'm looking at a photo of him. I have no idea who that is. It looks like if it's Joe Danaher had a baby with another Joe Danaher, it would look like Jake Lloyd. Well done, Jake Lloyd. Let's see. Let's quickly just do a dive on Jake Lloyd. I'll see what position he played in. Okay. The fleet-footed 25-year-old halfback earned a four-year contract extension late last year, blossomed into one of Sydney's most reliable servants. He edged Luke Parker and Lance Franklin in the 2018 Club Champion honours after topping Sydney for average disposals and rebound 50s. He also registered the most Swans disposals on 9 occasions, tallied 30-plus possessions 8 times, became the quickest Swan in history to reach 100 senior games. My God. He's played 100 games. We've never heard of him. Well done.
Well, 100 games and won a best and fairest, and he's a rebounding halfback, which, you know, that is a nondescript rebounding halfback is Sydney's stock and trade.
He was a rookie draft selection in the 2014 draft. You know what I miss is, remember back in the old days of the footy cards, I tell you what their nicknames were. I was hoping that there'd be a nickname here for Jake Lloyd, but let's just call him Anakin. Hey, that'll be our nickname for him. All right. Sydney, where do they finish? They tumble out of the eight this year. Is it finally the year where Sydney lose it?
Somewhere in the top 10. They'll be around the finals, I imagine, still.
Top 10? All right. Well, I'll say... Yeah. Bottom 13. okay, Sydney, STTUTUVW, Western Bulldogs must be next. Or West Coast Eagles. Who comes first?
West Coast Eagles.
Yeah. Did we forget someone? Sydney? Saints? No. Sydney?
The West Coast Eagles.
Okay.
Their coach is Adam Simpson. Their captain
Fuck, I didn't know this last
Shannon,
year.
Shannon Hearn?
Shannon Hearn, that's right. Not Darren Glass.
Shannon Hearn? Jaron Geary?
Yeah.
Shannon Hearn? And their best and fairest, I believe, I think I know this one, is... No, you go. You guess, because I think I know this one.
I would say Andrew Gaff, but it's not, because he punched someone and was out for a lot of games. Shit, I don't know.
I believe it was Elliot Yeo.
Oh, yeah. Yippee Yo-Yo. That makes sense.
Yeah, I think so.
And the board says, yes, 100% correct. Shannon Hearn, Adam Simpson, and Elliot Yeo. Can they go back-to-back this year, Will?
Yes.
Okay.
Probably not, but yes. I think they probably could. Like, West Coast, once they're up and running, you know, they're a bit... Yeah, I reckon those sort of players that were at that sort of level of... You know, are they going to be genuine superstars? Now feel like genuine superstars. I think they'll be a hard team to beat, particularly in Western Australia. I imagine they'll finish top four again, I reckon, and be right in the mix around finals times.
I agree. Top three for me. Western Bulldogs. You'll know this, so let me guess.
I do.
Luke Beveridge is the coach. The captain is... Easton Wood?
I believe Easton Wood's co-captain?
Not co-captains. No.
I was going to say, I was wondering if they'd given Bontempelli the co-captaincy, but I don't think they have. I think Easton Wood's still just the solo captain. I should know that, but
best
I think
and
that's true.
Fairest Lockie Hunter?
Yes, I believe Lockie Hunter was the best and fairest. That's a good guess.
Re-signing, is that correct?
Yep, just signed a 4-year deal, Lockie Hunter. And he's a proper boy of the Western Suburbs, Lockie Hunter, father, son, like, you know, really good Bulldogs guy. Really good guy too, Lockie Hunter. So
proper son of the West.
Good news.
Likes to sell DVD players out of his boot in the car park after training.
I mean, doesn't like to, has to. It's a financial necessity. But now he's signed a 4-year contract. He can finally stop selling the bootleg DVDs of the 2016 grand final that his dad shot on his iPhone.
Okay, Bulldogs. I reckon I don't feel like you're going to make the finals. I'll say bottom six.
I think injuries are going to mean that we don't make the finals. I just think we've lost. I mean, Morris out for the year, I reckon, is really bad for us because... It's just one of those things where with Harris already gone, gone, we needed some backline strength and experience, and we just won't have that to the extent that we need. And I think, unfortunately, that our tall players, you know, with Boyd out and a few others, we're not going to have enough big men. I think the little guys are going to be great. I think if the new game happens to really be favourable to a mosquito fleet of like highly skilled, really fast runners, then we'll do really well. Mm. But I think if we need big guys, if you need that sort of structure, then I think we're going to struggle a little bit around that area. I would say that we'll be in the mix for the finals, but we won't make the finals probably.
You know what's hilarious? What I've just realised is we've gotten to the end of the list and guess what team we forgot? I mean, if you're going to forget any team in the AFL, who would it be?
Oh, Gold Coast.
Yeah, we didn't. We didn't talk about Gold Coast.
Are they still in it?
Yeah, I think they are. They're around somewhere. Okay, so let's do this together.
Stewie Jew is the coach.
Yeah, name a captain. Good fucking luck.
They lost both their captains at the end of last season, so they must have given it to someone else. Who is the new captain of the Gold Coast?
I mean, who plays there? I don't even know. Is it Michael Riccatelli?
Does Swallow still play at the Gold Coast?
I don't think so.
Did he leave or did he stay?
Not sure.
What about Swallow?
I don't know. No, it's got to be someone else. It'll be like... I can't think of one Gold Coast player. Isaac Rankin, the kid they drafted at number 3 this year. Who's out with a hamstring injury.
Yeah, they just made him the captain. They just went, look, mate, you're all we've got. Tony Cochran. Is there any chance that mad Tony Cochran has appointed himself captain? I have no idea who their best and fairest would have been.
Last year? No. Can you bring it up, Mike? Al? We've got no idea what's going on.
No.
Jared Witts. Is he the guy to play for Collingwood?
Who knows?
And Jared...
I don't know who Jared
Harbrow
is.
Well, it was the year of the Jareds up on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Jared Harbrow.
Okay, well, Harbrow's a good player, and he had a good season, so good on Jared Harbrow.
Okay, so Gold Coast, where did they finish? Last. Bottom one.
Last. Yeah, bottom one. I'm going to lock them in for the bottom one.
All right, okay, so we've gone over for you. You need to get out
of here.
We've
got to go. Yeah.
So let's just...
I need to get out of here, yep.
Wrap it up quickly. We're back. We'll be back. We'll be wrapping up sport and stuff. And I can't remember what we used to say. What can you remember?
I don't know either. Look, there'll be more comprehensive or less comprehensive previews and stuff as the season goes on. I don't know. Like, this is not... Like, this is a rushed first episode where essentially the only premise we had was, can we go through the teams and name who the captain, coach, and best and fairest is? And we stumbled our way through that for the, 45 minutes. If this is the sort of level of entertainment that you're up for, then...
We'll be back. We'll be back. We'll try and keep it regular next week. Okay, so I say play on, not 15.
And I say ball.
We are two guys, one car.